My biblical question, should you laugh or cry when someone dies? Should you laugh or cry when someone dies? We're going to have the women's forum tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the headquarters of Bond. Every Thursday night is for ladies only. Sunday mornings, church for everybody. Sunday morning meetings for everybody. And then the first Thursday night at 7 p.m. for men only. And church start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Dustin is a first-time caller out of Canada. Dustin, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
I've got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Because I've been watching your show for a little while now. Not too long, but a little while.
Yes.
And,
thank you.
My girlfriend's having quite a problem with her father and her mother. And I'm trying to understand how to help her forgive her father.
Yes.
And come back to him. Because her mother pushed her away from him.
Yep.
It's a big problem.
And so you want to figure out how to help her forgive her father and mother?
Yes. Yes. Both of them, yeah.
Okay. That's a good question, Dustin. Did you go and forgive your parents?
No, and by helping her, I'm going to help myself as well. So that's something I'm trying to do, right?
Yeah, I would recommend you help yourself first because you can't help someone else in a fallen state. You don't know if what you're telling them is true or not, and you don't know if it will work or not. You have to go through it yourself first. So I would recommend you go to your mother and forgive her for turning you away from your father, and then go to your father and forgive him for not protecting you from your mother because he was married to his mother. He can't help it. And
that's the thing, right?
I'm sorry?
No, I agree with you. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because see, my father, my mother and my father weren't together. So it was my father raising me by himself.
Yeah.
And one thing that my mother did was try to turn me against him. But my father was very adamant on me not turning against her, which was very empowering, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, forgive your mother for trying to do that and for your father for trying to, not protecting you from that. And I'm telling you,
sure,
Dustin, once you go through that experience, you will see exactly what to tell your girlfriend, how to help her.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out, because I'm not sure how to go about forgiving my mother and my father.
Do you think that your mother wanted to turn you away from your father, or she couldn't help it because of...
I don't think she could really help it.
Right. And the reason that you know that, you should know that she couldn't help it because the thing you've done in your life that you didn't want to do, you did them anyway, you couldn't help yourself.
That's right.
Well, the same spirit that's in you is in your mother. It came from your mother, and it's in you because you become like what you resent.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And so you go to her, and now that you realize that, you say, you know what, mother, I've resented you all of my life because you tried to turn me away from my father. You were jealous. You were impatient. You lied. Whatever she did, right? And I now realize, because I become like you, I realize that you couldn't help yourself. So I'm sorry for holding that against you. I'm sorry for resenting you. You were wrong, but I'm wrong for resenting you. And then once you forgive her, you don't need her to apologize. You don't need her to admit to anything. You don't. If she started crying, that's on her. If she started yelling, that's on her. And if she does apologize, that's on her. You forgive her. Do not ask for forgiveness. You forgive her, and then God will forgive you. And then forgive your father for trying to impose your mother on you. And then as you forgive, God will forgive you. Your whole world will change, Dustin. You will wake up, and you'll finally have your life back. Then you can see how to encourage your girlfriend to do the same thing.
Yeah, because see, her father had a few, I don't know what to call it. He's a drinker, okay, and it's something I think he uses to cope with the fact that his wife's turned against him.
Yeah.
His daughter's being turned against him. You know, it's he's really being casted aside, and it's hard to watch, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she does love him, and she knows that, so do I, but she just you can see that there's anger inside of her, and that comes from hate, and that comes from being turned against her father.
Yes.
I can see that.
Well, she doesn't love them. No one, when you have anger, it's impossible to love your parents. It's impossible for her to love you or for you to love her. There is no love in anger. So,
and I see that.
Yeah. Have you?
I do.
Are you living with her?
I was, Jesse, but we ended up separating, not in a relationship wise, but I ended up moving out just because it wasn't stable. It wasn't it wasn't working.
It can't be stable because it cannot be stable because you're doing it in a fallen state, and nothing works in a fallen state. You got to come into the light.
I understand what you're saying.
Are you having sex with her?
I was, and once we moved out, we stopped all that. And so that's been halted for about a good 2 years now. And things have definitely changed.
Yes.
Things have definitely changed.
And Dustin, do not have sex with that woman, especially before marriage, and especially because you know she has anger. It's not going to work out well. She's going to hate you for that.
I understand.
So you want to know how to help her, go and forgive your parents first, and then you can see how to help her. Otherwise, you would not be of any help to her.
Okay, Jesse, that's good information. I appreciate that.
And you got to stop the sex, Dustin, with no woman, period, nobody, period, and just wait until marriage. Date so you can get to know each other, and you will see if you want to be married to each other. And if you don't want to be, you'll be able to just walk away without all the animosity. But if you do want to be married, you'll get married, and it will last until death do you part.
Fair enough. I appreciate that, Jesse.
Will you let me know how it goes, Dustin?
I will. Okay. I'll call you back.
All right, buddy. And Dustin, don't let the devil talk you out of doing it. Do what I advise if you see it's the right thing, and it's just going to work out for you. And don't believe anything that thoughts tell you about anything. Thoughts are not your own. You're not the creator of thoughts. You are not your thoughts. They are not from God. So doubt thoughts and do what you need to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. You guys have a good day, eh?
You too, buddy. Great call. I appreciate it. Amazing. You got to do it right, folks, if you want a right outcome. Otherwise, the outcome will not be right. You can't make it be right. You can't buy it to be right. You can't vote it to be right. And when you're taking all this false advice from these so-called experts, you're only adding to your problem. Experts do not have the answer. Experts are children of the lie. They have no idea what they're talking about. That includes the preachers, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, most of the doctors and lawyers, and the so-called, and especially the politicians. They have no clue. It's all inside of you, what you need to know. Skip is out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Hey, Skip.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
How you doing?
All is well. How you doing?
Oh, it's good. Everything's going good. I'm still in this doggone old house, but things are getting better. Things are getting better.
That's right. And so you want to respond to my biblical question. Should you laugh or cry when someone dies?
Well, I woke up last night. The Lord spoke to me in a dream last night. Now, I'm just playing to you about that, Jesse. But I was thinking last night.
I was about to say, amazing.
I was thinking about that question last night.
Yes.
And I remember when Lazarus died, and his two sisters came and got Jesus to come to see him, and he didn't come see him until after he died. And right before he got to the grave, the shortest verse in the Bible says, Jesus wept. So Jesus cried for a split second, I guess. I don't know how long he cried, but anyhow, he cried, and I guess he was mourning his death. I don't know what he was actually mourning his death or what, but he cried. And I had a close cousin that died a few days ago, and I got a call at 5 in the morning, and they told me that he died. Well, I went on back to sleep. I didn't think much about it then because it was too early in the morning to be thinking. But I woke up about 9 o'clock, and I got thinking about it, and I looked at a picture of him, and I cried for a split second. But who was I crying for, Jesse? Was I crying because he died, or was I crying because I missed him?
Amazing. And so you think that, so you don't, you said Jesus cried for a few seconds at least when Lazarus died,
he
right?
He cried long enough for the people around him to say, oh, he loved Lazarus, look at him, you know? I'm paraphrasing. That's how the RNV version. You ever read the RNV version of the Bible?
No. What's the RNV?
That's the redneck version. But anyhow, they said he loved Lazarus. Look at him.
But Jesus didn't cry because Lazarus died. He cried because the people couldn't see that they could have healed Lazarus, brought Lazarus back from the dead. That they were blind and they couldn't see. And they were waiting on him to do something that they could have already done.
How could they have done it, Jesse?
Because if they had faith in God, it's the faith, if they had it in God, that would have caused them to bring Lazarus back from the dead. Because Jesus had faith in the Father, and that's what caused him to be able to bring Lazarus back.